1390 KCRC.
You know, seeing the Jets making this contest very interesting after trailing by as much as 15-16 earlier in half number one. They're only down 8 now. 30-22, still a sizable lead overall for Western Oklahoma State. However, the Pioneers reeling in a big way. Fall away jump shot. Deshaun Jones will help the effort at the top of the key. Long two will be the call. 32-22 the score. Now with 6 minutes remaining in half number one. Tony Hall, Keenan Balance, Romeo Harvey. Denzel Haynes, the reverse layup with Sebastian Gray behind it. That's the five on the floor for the Jets as Darren Johnson, Webster Simeus, Deshaun Jones, Lavoris Givens, and on the far side, Daquan Wyatt will be the five on the floor for the Pioneers. 5:35 remaining, half one. NOC with a bit of momentum. Western trying to stop that. Webster Simeus, first touch, free throw line runner, misses. Sebastian Gray palms the rebound, and here comes NOC trying to get this down to a couple possessions. Harvey, coast to coast, tiptoes the baseline. Overhead pass finds an open Hall at the top. Hall, the fall away free throw line jumper, caroms through. And Tony Hall getting hot at the right time. 7 points, and magically this lead is down to 6. And in the blink of an eye, the Jets really surging late in the first half of play. 32-26. Aaron Johnson in between the rings. Tries to thwart off the defense for NOC. Left side, Simeus. One touch pass, Jones. High ball screen set. Jones takes the three. It's missed. Keenan Balance clears the board. And off and running goes NOC with 4:45 to play. Balance, coast to coast, off the glass. Finger roll is through. And the points just keep on coming here in half one. Combined 60 points for both sides. Still 4.5 minutes to play. 32-28. Western drives in. Darren Johnson off the glass. Missed it. Rebound fought for and won by Gray. Off and running goes Denzel Haynes. 2-on-1. Haynes drives in. Swatted away on the baseline. Haynes thought he was fouled. No whistle, but the ball will go out of play. Baseline left. Romeo Harvey out of the contest. Lends Ramey back in. For NOC Enid. They allow opponents to shoot 45% from the field. Western very much so doing that here today. And into the contest for the first time will be Jeremy Solomon Jr. And on the near side as well will be Devontre Vaughn for Western. Balance, the overhead kick out, Ramey. Ramey to the free throw line, kicks it out, top of the key. NBA range triple. Hall feeling the shot, missed it. Pass batted back for Gray on the offensive rebound. Left side kick out, fresh shot clock for the Jets. Gray at the top, drives in, and tries to throw down another slam, but there is a foul on Western. And Gray would have had to travel a far way in order to gather that slam. Don't know if he had the space. As Jeremy Solomon Jr. will pick up his first. The native of Fort Worth, Texas, gathers an infraction. Team foul 7 as well. As Gray will go to the stripe with Prashawn Bryant set to check in on the next stoppage. Gray goes to the stripe and it's the first. To counter on the opposite side, Selja Johnson, the sophomore, works his way onto the floor for Western. And out of the game comes Daquan Wyatt. 32-29 the score, and Gray can get this down to a 2-point game. And again, NOC trailed by 16 at one point, and it is down to 2. 32-30, 4:10 remaining here in regulation, half one. Still a long way to go in the contest as Devontre Vaughn, the native of Lawton, will try and work his way through in transition. He and Romeo Harvey must be familiar with each other. Vaughn bounce pass, left side to an open teammate. That's Jeremy Solomon Jr. Junior kick out, left side, Vaughn drives inside, off the iron, it's missed. Rebound nearly put back by Bryant as Vaughn gets swatted away on the baseline right. A foul called on the near side as head coach Rolando De La Barrera screams out foul as Sebastian Gray thought that he got a clean block, nothing of it. Gray gets his first, and Devontre Vaughn will work his way to the free throw line. Deshaun Jones will try and plead his case to head coach Rolando De La Barrera to my left, and it doesn't seem like the conversation by Jones will be won anytime soon. Grows frustrated, works his way back into the game. As Western will work their way back defensively, Devontre Vaughn has 2 points. 34-30, NOC still has the basketball. Keenan Balance, thought about a three, kicks out for Gray. Spin move in the lane. Nice finger roll from 5 feet out, and Sebastian Gray has another 2 points. Sebastian really making a concerted effort to put his stamp on this final home game of the year, I'll tell you what. 34-32, and back from the ashes comes NOC Enid. Pretty much dead to rights early in half number one. 3:20 still remaining in that half, but the Jets have life. Johnson, left wing, fall away, long two. Foot was on the line, that teardrop shot misses, and the rebound gathered through for Sebastian Gray. Jets tire, take the lead with a shot. Hall right wing. Overhead pass, Ramey. There's the open triple for the lead. The three is through. And NOC has a one-point lead, believe it or not. 35-34. This game was 30-15 at one point. And since that margin, it has been a 20-4 run in favor of NOC. Left side, Darren Johnson trying to get the lead back for the Pioneers. 2:45 remaining in the first. Jones. No look pass. Kick out left side. Traveled with the basketball. Deshaun Jones beyond the left perimeter. Wanted the pump fake left and then drive to the right. But he never had the opportunity to instill part two of his plan. And now the Jets feeling all sorts of momentum here with one of the largest student sections we've seen all season at home. Jets trying to utilize that momentum to even further their lead here. Top of the key for Ramey. Kick out left corner, Mershon Bryant. Thought about palming the basketball to the far corner. Instead, the fastball down low will be kicked away by Jeremy Solomon Jr. And the possession will be retained by NOC. One-point lead, Jets, 35-34. 2:26 remaining, first half. Ramey set to inbound, the key for Nada. Hands off to Keenan Balance in between the rings. 20 on the shot clock. Bounce pass. Balance nearly. Tomahawk slam by Tony Hall. He levitated and had no regard for anyone beneath. As Jeremy Solomon Jr. picks up his second, and now another sub will come into the contest. As Tyler Knight is set to check in, a native of Edmond. Hall will go to the line, and the free throw will miss. Knight is in. Deshaun Jones is out for Western. 2:20 remaining in the contest, and the lineup just got considerably smaller for the Pioneers. For Tyler Knight, only 5 feet 10 inches tall, and that's pretty kind, I'll be honest. Ball to the stripe, makes one of two, and extends the lead for the Jets to 2 points. 36-34, Jets' largest lead here this evening. 2:15 remaining, half one. Devontre Vaughn gets a screen set, drives inside to the low post, tiptoes the baseline, kicks out left corner. There's a catch-and-shoot triple left side. It's missed as the three-point shot by Selja Johnson won't go, and then a reach-in foul to add on top won't help the Western Oklahoma State effort. As NOC is already in the bonus, Selja Johnson just got tagged for his first. Team foul nine, and one more infraction here for Western will put NOC to the line for at least two on every whistle for the remaining 2:05 on the first half clock. Sebastian Gray will go to the stripe. 2 of 2 from the line already tonight, and 8 points. Gray at the front end of one. That one misses. Offensive board dragged in by Rashawn Bryant. Ramey left open at the top. There's another open three that rattles home. Perimeter defense lacking for Western Oklahoma State. And now they're seeing taillights. 39-34. Minute 50 remaining. Devontre Vaughn nearly juked himself out of his shoes. He's double-teamed on the far corner. Overhead pass somehow found Solomon. Slid his foot, nearly traveled. But then he threw it out baseline right. And Western Oklahoma State is absolutely out of sorts offensively. A team that dropped 30 in the span of 10 minutes now has been held to 4 points in the last eight since. 39-34, Jets on top with 1:40 remaining here in half one. And now the offense smelling blood in the waters for NOC, trying to gather in more points. Right wing Sebastian Gray, the lead is 5. There's a cutting Bryant, drives to the baseline, holds open the pass and hauls it over for an open Ramey, who tries a circus three anyways that misses. Although tiptoeing the baseline and stepping out of the field of play was Bryant. 39-34, Darren Johnson still has 17 of the 34 for Western, but he's been held quiet for the last 5 or 6 minutes or so. Johnson in between the rings, step back triple, misses, rebound fought for, and won by Gray. Board cleared again, far side Balance. Pulls up, 18 feet, the shot's in. And Keenan Balance has 8 points. 41-34, and just like that, NOC, with 60 seconds remaining in the half, have a 7-point lead after trailing by 16. Right wing Johnson, past the timeline. Western has gone ice cold from the field in the last 6 or 7 minutes. As a reach-in foul by Bryant will be called left wing. Rashawn Bryant, his second. It is team foul number 5 of the half. 41-34 your score as Balance checks out of the game as well as Rashawn. Into the contest comes Denzel Haynes. Head coach Dylan Barrera to my left trying to instruct his men on where to go. Selja Johnson thought about rising up for a three right wing. Would have been too long. 13 to shoot. Darren Johnson, left wing, now with 10. Retreats to the timeline. Double team. Fastball, right wing, Devontre Vaughn. 7 seconds to shoot. Fall away. 3-point shot for Western. Off the glass, too strong. Rebound, haul through for Denzel Haynes. And now there's a 2-second differential between shot and game clock. Game clock at 25. Shot clock down to 23. Left side, Haynes, spin move, kick out. Hall, right wing. Thought about a three, peeled it back. And now we'll reset the offense with 18 to shoot. Haynes, left wing. High post left. Gets it off into the belly of Gray. Pulls up. The three in the left corner. Off the mark. Rebound fought for by Haynes, but a reach-in foul going to be called down low. This one goes against Western. Daquan Wyatt got called for the reach-in foul, and now Denzel Haynes will go to the stripe with the shot clock off. 12 seconds remaining in half number one, and the Jets holding on to a 7-point lead. 41-34. Free throw to come here. Denzel Haynes will eye the shot. That one up and swirls through. How about this balanced attack? 8 points for Sebastian Gray. 6 for Lenz Ramey. Keenan Balance with 8. Romeo Harvey with 5. Denzel Haynes with 7 at the moment. And this free throw just made it 8. And then you throw Tony Hall with an additional 8. Absolutely the most balanced NOC's been, I'd say, arguably in any game this year. Darren Johnson drives in, nearly stolen away. The floater from 5 will go through. Johnson has 19 in the first half. And now with no time left on the first half clock, Tony Hall will chuck up a shot that would have never counted anyways. 7-point lead for the Jets. 43-36 your scores. Western relinquished a 16-point lead and now trail by 7. First 20 minutes have come to a close. We'll step aside and try and put some sort of an explanation into the half that we just saw. Jets by 7 when we return from the Navy Center on CTV Sports.